The gospel is very clear to us. The greatest of commandment that Jesus asks us to live by or abide by is to love God, love your neighbor. In all four gospels we have this. So we have Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. In all four gospels we have this commandment. Love your God with all your heart and soul and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. But in one of the latest gospel, which is the Gospel of John, we know it was written later. In that, the exaltation of to the people is not love your neighbor. For John, it is love one another. For in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, it is love your neighbor. This is the beginning of Christianity. These people filled and caught by love of Christ wanted to love everyone. Pagans and non-pagans and Romans and Jewish, everyone who beats them and persecutes them, they just want to love everyone. So love your neighbor. When it came to John, the commandment is still the same, but there is a twist in it. John uses the word not neighbor. John uses the word love one another. This love is not a social justice charity that I charter a flight from Sydney, go to East Timor or Fiji or India or Africa, and then I do some charity work, I feel good. That is the love, loving neighbor. Oh, I got this thing from an envelope, I send 10 bucks to the World Vision. That can be loving our neighbor. But John is saying, no, love your neighbor. John is saying, love one another, which simply means love starts where you live. The family that you live. The priest community that I live. Love, first and foremost, in the community where one lives, not the neighbor. I can't love in my family, but I can go out and love. This point brings another question. Then how do we love? We have to love like Jesus. For anything, we have to look at Jesus. Anything to do with God, anything to do with the Father, our model is Jesus. So we look at Jesus. How do we love one another like Jesus? Now that brings a very, very interesting element in loving, which simply means suffering. If you look at Jesus and then learn to love, in love, there is already supposed to be love, should be supposed to be happy and joy. If you love like the Beatles, Nirvanas, you do drugs and then sing about love and walk the Abbey Road, huh? But when you love like Jesus, there are no drugs. But there is suffering, pain. Pain. That is an important element in if we love like Jesus. Now, we can explore this. How do we love like Jesus with pain? Song of Songs, chapter 8, verse 8. Love is stronger than death. This is from Bible. Love is stronger than death. And what is death? Ultimate form of suffering. Grief. If you lose someone accidentally, like in a young age, tragic death. Whether you lose someone in the old age, doesn't matter. Death is the ultimate form of suffering. Pain, loss, grief, darkness, loneliness. And Jesus saying, love is stronger than suffering. Not only Jesus, Bruno Mars also said it. Do you know Bruno Mars? I will jump in front of a train for ya. I'll catch a grenade for ya. Hey, silly guy, catching a grenade. Huh? What does he think, fighting in Iraq? That is love. When you love someone, you will jump in front of a train for them. You will catch a grenade for them. This is pop music. Yeah? Because same thing Jesus said, love is stronger than death. When I love, I don't count the suffering. Love is stronger than death. That's why when I get a couple, they come for wedding preparation, the first thing I say to them, well, you just broke your heart. I said, Father, what are you saying? You want to get married? You just broke your heart. Without opening your heart, love which is in your heart cannot flow. So which means the moment you started to fall in love, the moment you started to feel the pain, the first time that you break the heart, I met this beautiful girl, I won't give my life to her. My first crush is like a tiny opening in your heart. Then the moment you started to go out with her, you have dates and dates and nights, and then you become one with her, you propose to her. By the time you marry her, you have a deep wound in your heart. To love her fully, you opened up your heart. So any decision to love is a decision indirectly to love with pain and suffering, because I break my heart. When Jesus decided to love us, when God decided to show his love, that is the time he decided to suffer. Anyone who radically decided to love, has to suffer. A priest who is willing to suffer, who is willing to be a missionary on fire for the Lord, he is a priest who is willing to suffer. A religious sister who says, I will do anything for my Jesus, is a sister who also decides, I will suffer anything for Jesus. A married man who asks the girl to marry him, he says, I love you, and also I will suffer anything and everything for you. Any decision to love is a decision to suffer. If you don't suffer, then there is something wrong in our life. We don't love like Jesus. Now, when God loves, he also suffers. And when he suffers, he gives us a pattern. Now, if I want to make you drink something, what is the best way to make you drink something? Suppose I have a glass of whiskey with two ice cubes, single malt, Glenfiddich. Huh? We don't drink in MGL, we just I see advertisements. Huh? You take the glass of whiskey and I say, drink it. Said, no, I don't want it. Then I drink it by myself. Then I invite you, come, drink it. You will be much more confident to drink that glass of whiskey. Because you see me drinking, nothing happened to me. This is Jesus. He shows us love like me. But he drinks the cup first. He drinks the cup first. He drinks the cup of love first. He drinks the cup of suffering first. He drinks it first and pours, drinks it to the full. Without any complaint, he dies on the cross. Complete drinking of the cup. And he says, anyone who loves to follow me, take up the cross, take up the cup, drink like me, love like me. This is the invitation of Jesus. I love with suffering. I love with my heart breaking. Can you drink the cup which I am supposed to drink? He asked James and Jacob when their mother, James and John, when their mother confronted. Can you drink the cup that I'm supposed to drink? Simply means, can you love like me? When you love like me, can you suffer like me? Can you break your heart like me? Which is a tough thing. And if we want to suffer, if we want the generosity to suffer when we love, we need to have focus.
focus and commitment.
Now, younger generation like me, these days, we don't have much commitment. I don't want love her because she is a bit of a hard work. You know, I'm going out with her, she's not my type. You know, I don't want hard work in my relationship because so many options, Father. Why should I be stuck with this person? After a few years in priesthood, you leave the priesthood. So many options. You married someone beautifully 10 years. Another beautiful lady rock up in workplace. Everything crumbles around her. And you start an affair with her. It can be boring, 10 years of marriage. Sometimes there are fightings. There are things to work on. Because I don't have focus. The moment I say I love, I have to suffer. Why do I suffer? Because I have a focus, single-minded devotion. Jesus suffered because he had a single-minded devotion. Father, I will do everything for you. Now, do you have a single-minded devotion in your life? Do I have a single-minded devotion in your life? If we have single-minded, not diluted, not compromised devotion in our life, we will suffer in our love. Even though my wife or my husband is difficult to deal with, even though my faith at times don't make sense, I will still hold on to it, suffering everything, because I fell in love. I am committed to something. We need to rediscover the art of commitment in a world which is have no sense of commitment. It's filled with feelings. Filled with feelings and emotions. I want to feel happy. I want to feel it. There's no sense of commitment in our younger generation, including me. So we want to rediscover. How do we rediscover? We will look at Jesus. Jesus, we want love like you. You have a single-minded devotion, which is the Father. And you suffered everything because of love. Jesus, help me in my life to be faithful to what I'm called for. To be faithful in my vocation. Help me. We have to pay the price when we love like Jesus.